my next is better than my ex, Mr. Cage. Episode 2 of the Bowens Podcast. I don't think I'm going to be able to shake this topic, y'all. So we got to get used to it. See where it takes us and see where it leads us. Again, my next is better than my ex. Am I in a healthy relationship? Going in, we're going to talk about the blame game on this bonus episode, part 2, the blame game. As we go into this, I need to revisit relationship and healthy relationship. I'll revisit all three as we teach from our organization, Divine Works Education and Training. We define a relationship as an association or a connection with a person, place, or thing. Thing meaning idea, culture, experience, place, could mean a physical store, your favorite store, any place that you like to shop. A healthy relationship is an association or a connection with the person, place, or thing. The culture, the idea, the experience that promotes our well-being in the areas of spiritual, mental, physical, social, financial, and emotional. If you find yourself, and if we find ourselves in association or connection with these items, these experiences and culture, and it promotes our well-being in those six areas of life, then we can consider ourselves in a healthy relationship, because this relationship will benefit not only ourselves, but everybody in our sphere of influence. On the flip side, an unhealthy relationship is, of course, an association or connection, person, place, or thing, idea, culture, experience that is a threat. It poses a threat to our well-being, spiritual well-being, mental, physical, social, financial, and emotional. The tricky part about these type of definition and conversation is when we have not discovered who we are, then people, places, and things that are threats to us, we see them as places of safety. And that's the flip side of it. So in order to have a right definition, I won't even say right, in order to have the definition saturated in truth, meaning who we are, then we have to understand who we are. Because if we don't, then our perception, our paradigm, and how we see ourselves in connection with these items, these experiences, and ideas, we will identify us being in a healthy relationship when in truth, the relationship that we find ourselves in, the association or connection, is unhealthy. And as I get this to you, that is very, very key for us to understand who we are. Then we will be able to rightly define if the relationships that we identify ourselves in is healthy or unhealthy. My next is better than my ex. Am I in a healthy relationship? The blame game. If we remain blaming individuals when situations we find ourselves involved in go south or don't produce the desired outcome, we will never divorce the past to advance to the future. We will never divorce who we used to be in order to advance into who we've been called to become. It won't happen. It won't happen. I'm speaking as a living testament that there are still some things in my life, areas, thoughts, mentalities that have yet to be divorced. They've been divorced in essence of who I am, but I have yet to come into the realization of those things in my life, ideas, thoughts, mentalities, being divorced. And it's okay. And when I say that, I mean that we don't want to take on guilt, shame, and condemnation, because we're in a process. We are in a growing process. We're in a personal growth and development process. So let's not take this on as a bad connotation or bad thought. But it's okay. But we just understand that we need to progress. And because we have been saturated with the achievement acquisition complex, when I say that, I mean that we weren't given the true definition of advancing. Our society is saturated in achievement, superficial cosmetic things that people see on the outside that we have acquired, attained, or achieved. And it's okay, because when you know better in your heart and in your mind, we do better. So our doing, our actions and behaviors flows from the essence of who we truly are. Let's talk about this blame game. Now, I've given my life experience on how I found myself in relationships, and I may not have told you that when those relationships ended, I had to take responsibility for me. I tell people this all the time, whether they're mentees, whether they're cousins, young ladies, young guys, ladies I've dated in the past, they will tell you, people that know me know that I live by this anthem. And the anthem goes like this: I am not in control of anybody's behavior but myself. I'm not in control of anybody's behavior but myself. What that does is that it allows me to take responsibility of behavior that's reflective of who I am, and also take responsibility of behavior that's not reflective of who I am. This is one reason why we have a difficult time, or why we can have a difficult time, taking responsibility for our actions, because when we admit fault or a mistake, condemnation comes and knocks on the door, the guilt. And no one wants to feel the weight of feeling guilty about them making a mistake. But when you understand who you are, your ability to take responsibility initiates an opportunity to grow. It initiates an opportunity to grow, because I'm admitting my faults and I'm asking for help. If we never take responsibility for our actions, our growth and development will be not. And what happened with me was, in several relationships that I found myself in, whether they were on a personal professional level, if the outcome wasn't correct, I would finger point and say it must have been something that they did, because I did everything the correct way, which was totally false. But that's connected to pride. The pride of knowledge, the pride of knowing. I come from a background where our family is highly intelligent. And before, if you talk with one of us on the phone, sometimes depending on the person that you talk with, that individual in our cage bloodline will answer a question before you even complete the sentence, verbally or in their mind. That can be very, very, very indicative of pride. However, the catch about this pride of knowledge is that there's a difference between knowing the answer to an issue versus applying it. We can know and be highly intellectual, and it's rooted in pride, but the application or the outcome, the fruit of our application, is non-existent. And this is why we run into a crossroads, and we run into bumps and valleys connected to hypocrisy, because there are so many opinions on the planet now. We have many know-it-alls, but we got to transition those know-it-alls to those who are applying what they know. and equating to an understanding of what I know and the wisdom. I have knowledge. I have an awareness of something. I have an understanding. I understand what I know. And then, as my pastor would tell us, that my wisdom is to know what to do with what I know. And so this is key. So let me give this to you in a relationship context. Any relationship that we find ourselves in on a personal, professional level will not go perfectly correct. That's not the goal of relationships. The goal of relationships is to produce a harmonious result as far as being healthy. However, that does not happen until iron sharpens iron, until you and I have some type of conflict. We don't see the same, and that's great because we shouldn't. We're unique creatures and human beings. The aspect of that that takes place, it should be an exchange. I understand your perspective. You understand my perspective. However, when pride is saturated in a relationship, it does not allow people to learn from one another. I repeat, it does not allow people to learn from one another. I would love to touch on this aspect of independence, but as my timer sounds, I won't. Maybe we'll go into this topic on another episode. But remember, this is Mr. Cage, Divine Words Education and Training, transforming lives through the discovery of our true identities. This is good stuff. My next is better than my ex. Am I in a healthy relationship with this idea that I know it all? Which I can tell you no, but am I in a healthy relationship with this idea saying that I'm going to take responsibility for my actions when I make a mistake in order to set the opportunity for me to grow and develop inside out so people can see the fruit for my life and we can see transformative change take place in our schools, communities, families, and worldwide. See you soon.